Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about hiring more people. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, hi Frederick, would you say that the speed at which software engineering companies execute their work increases drastically as they hire more people? Nope. Well, it does. It's but the problem is that you have to sort of think about it. There was a like my friend told me once upon a time. The most important thing to understand when you're trying to hire more people for your software company is the way in which you are going to increase velocity. And he said, if you have one pregnant woman, after 9 months you will have a baby. And if you add three more women, or like two more women, and you have three women, you're not going to be able to get that kid in 3 months. You're going to get three babies in 9 months. And the exact same thing applies here, where the idea is that you can absolutely add more people, but you can't make there's a saturation factor, if that makes sense, to every given problem, where you can't make a single project go faster by just having more people, because the work is, as I like to say, the problem is. And if you can, it's sort of like if you have a cow, you can hire 100 people to milk that cow. It's not going to go faster. And the same thing is true here. So what usually happens is that projects, when they scale, companies scale up, it's not that they are trying to add more people in order to create like more velocity on specific features. It's more about they have so many projects that they want to scale up. And scaling up is usually actually a big cost and a big problem. It's not something that you should be doing lightly. It's actually very difficult to add more people, and usually the short term, it actually reduces overall productivity and it causes all kinds of problems. So I'd like to say to people, when I try to make them understand that complicated and cool tools are not something that you should want. You want them because you're nerding out about the tech. But if you were to ask me how I would want to host my super amazing money making system, I would love to be able to just run it on a laptop. Because the simpler you can keep something while like still reaping maximum benefit is the best way of structuring things. And nothing becomes easier usually by adding more people that all need to communicate, align, sync, etc., etc. It becomes an enormously difficult task. I would even say that it is the biggest logistical problem, if that makes sense, for IT companies. The technical problem is always the same, which sort of in a way like overlaps with this problem, which is keeping quality over time. That is, I argue, the biggest challenge there is in software, at least at the technical level. But when it comes to organization things, this is the problem, the biggest problem, scaling up a process to ever increasing amounts of people. So it's a little bit like the leaky bucket thing, in a sense, where, as you know, they say that when governments and so forth, like they try to like produce like these different subsidies or give money to different groups and so forth, or pay for things within our society, it's usually through a leaky bucket where some money will be lost in the process. Not all the funds are going to like always land up in the lap of the people who really need it, unfortunately. And in a similar way, it's for us in software the same way, where you add more people, but because the problem becomes more complicated and you have more and more people, it's inevitable that you might see a net increase in all the stuff that you can ship at the end of the quarter or whatever, but you're not going to see, it's impossible basically to not have any waste or like to not find that one person who never does anything yet gets paid as much as somebody else, or like some projects that are, like, nobody uses them but they're still being maintained for no reason, etc., etc., like, because the problem has become so big that it's hard to keep track of where everything is and how to make everything more efficient. So what I want you to take away from this is that, speed is, like, when people hire more software engineers, it's usually to increase overall velocity. But as I said, with the pregnancy and stuff like that, it's not about increasing the speed of one specific project. It's about increasing the like the amount of work that you can deliver in basically the same amount of time. So it's about the quantity of work versus like the speed of individual pieces. And usually you do that, that comes at a cost as well, because if we could just maintain the same productivity we could at small scale, because usually a small team working on a small project, they're going to be the people who work the absolute most efficiently, all things being equal, of course. But as the company grows, the more people you involve, the more likely you are to have these scheduling issues and miscommunications, and all this alignment needs to take place, which takes a lot of time. Meetings is a manifestation of that problem, as I like to say. I argue that meetings are always, it's a symptom of not having good standards within an organization, because when people don't feel like they understand how they don't feel comfortable, they don't trust that everybody knows what's going on, they schedule meetings to align and communicate, which is the most human thing in the world. You sync up about values and ideas and like plans and so forth. And that is a cost that you pay the more people you add. So your bucket at small scale, which is like perfect size, is going to grow, but it's also going to start getting some leaks here and there. So things are going to start falling between the cracks to a certain point. But the net effect is usually that you can ship more software. Have a great day.